This is Jay Sekulow. A major development in the IRS case, the Internal Revenue Service to release all, that's right, all of Lois Lerner's emails.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We believe that she violated people's constitutional rights, their rights to due process, and that's actually criminal in nature. And so this is very serious, and we want to find how far this goes, and we're going to just follow these emails wherever they lead us.
Because I'm asserting my right not to testify, I know that some people will assume that I've done something wrong. I have not.
I want to break free.
One of the basic functions of the Fifth Amendment is to protect innocent individuals, and that is the protection I'm invoking today.
Where do you think this ends for Lois Lerner? I mean, there's discussion even of jail, of prison for her. Yes. What do you want? What do you think is a fair outcome? What would satisfy you?
I would love to see her in an orange jumpsuit. I would love to see her lose her retirement benefits. This cannot happen in America, and every American should care about this issue.
This is the first time since the 1950s and 60s that a committee has stripped somebody of their Fifth Amendment right, and then at the same time went on to a criminal contempt citation. And so, you know, I'm wondering where we're going here. Again, my argument was not that I don't want to hear what Ms. Lerner had to say. I really do want to hear it. But you know what? There's something that is more significant than that, and that is upholding the constitutional rights of every single American.
We're sending a message to future administrations that this type of Nixonian behavior is acceptable. Let's not send that message.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
The end of the week, and we get a big news story today, and that is the IRS. Shockingly, now that a vote of contempt has been held successfully in the Congress, shockingly, the IRS now, after a year, says, oh yeah, we'll release all, that's right, all of Lois Lerner's emails in their possession. Now, interestingly, we know she was transferring her own files from her government account to her personal email account, so getting those may be more difficult, but any information in those government accounts we're going to have access to. It's going to be big for our case, but it's also going to show you the nature and scope of this. But why do you think it is, folks, that on Friday or late yesterday, the IRS decides, oh yeah, we will announce all those, release all those documents. And oh, by the way, it's not going to take a couple of years to do it, which is what they initially said. It's going to take about 6 weeks, which we should have had 9 months ago. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're also waiting for the response. We heard Nancy Pelosi's response moments ago about Benghazi. Fan, give me your read on that. I thought it was not much there.
Her response was a non-response. She didn't tell us if Democrats are going to participate in this process. She didn't tell us whether or not they're going to boycott. I would just say, here's my one takeaway, Jay. Seven Democrats last night voted for this committee. I got to tell you, those seven Democrats are the only ones who should be eligible to sit on it, because you should not send a member of Congress to a committee if they don't think that committee should exist. Well, I think those five seats should be filled by one of those seven.
I think you're right. We'll see what happens on that. David, let's turn quickly to the IRS matter. It'll be a document dump. It'll come in a couple of weeks. But this could be a huge breakthrough and also point more towards not just Lois Lerner, but who she was talking to.
I mean, we've only seen the tip of the iceberg on her emails and communications, and that's been bad enough. I mean, that's shown a conspiracy at the highest levels of the IRS to deprive citizens of their constitutional rights. And that's just a little bit. Now, this is the entire thing, and you're exactly right. It's unconscionable that we've waited a year for this.
Folks, and by the way, was it a year ago tomorrow? A year ago tomorrow that Lois Lerner went to the ABA and announced this whole problem with the Tea Party. So 1 year anniversary. Folks, hey, let me tell you what we want to find out from you. Do you think this ends up pointing to, guess who? The White House? We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Does the IRS matter go to the White House? What about Benghazi? 800-684-3110. We've got our petition to end IRS abuse up, 144,000 strong. Encourage you to sign that one now, too, at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, also, this is a big month for us. We need your help financially. If you can support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org, make that online donation. It's going to mean a lot to us. aclj.org. Back with your calls at 1-800-684-3110 in a moment.
The Internal Revenue Service scandal is getting worse. Now there are new revelations of the IRS targeting Tea Party and conservative groups. Disturbing admissions that the IRS scheme was even more partisan and more coordinated than previously thought. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 41 groups in a federal lawsuit challenging the IRS. We intend to get to the bottom of this unlawful and unconstitutional scheme. An out-of-control IRS that intentionally targeted conservative organizations, violating their First Amendment rights. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
All right, folks, I want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ today. We've got our petition to end the IRS abuse up at aclj.org. You can also sign it at 877-989-2255. But as we end the week, I want to give you a report. We're up against a big month. We had the breaking news last year, of course, of the IRS matter, and we had full litigation being prepared. Well, we are now in the full litigation mode. And we are the main vehicle on which to challenge the IRS abuse here, Lois Lerner's, the White House, and anybody else involved. So we could use your help. We've got a ability for you to support our work on this anniversary of the case. I can't think of a better way to do it. So if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, go to aclj.org. Right there in the right-hand corner, just says donate. Online tax-deductible donation would be appreciated. Also, you can call in your pledge at 1-877-989-2255. This would be a great day for you to stand with the ACLJ. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. All right. We're going to go right to our phones. We got a lot of calls coming in, this big document dump coming on the IRS cases. The Benghazi committee, you spoke out, and we've got that committee is now formed. We'll find out later today, I guess, from John Boehner's office who else will be on the committee, but our friend Trey Gowdy is going to be heading it up. ACLJ.org, again, if you want to stand with us financially. Let's go right to the phones. Jeff's calling from North Carolina on line two. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to tell you that I do think that everything that's going on from the Benghazi investigation to the IRS investigation, I think will lead to Pennsylvania Avenue, which is President Obama's address. And I think that because he's the commander-in-chief.
Yep.
And it is his responsibility to know what is going on. And we need to hold him accountable as well because he is supposed to be protecting the American people.
Yeah, I'll tell you this, and I want to get David and Than's comments on this, but let's take them one at a time here. Let's look at, if you look at the IRS, of course, the emails that have come out have already been very damaging. But the fact that the chief counsel and the IRS commissioner had made so many visits, David, to the White House, I mean, 159 visits, when their predecessors made five. So something was going on, and the president gave a marching order in his January 2010 State of the Union message, and the next thing you know is the IRS scandal launches when he says, oh, the Citizens United case is banned and all this money's coming in to elections, and then they target conservatives, and then you got the fake planted question, you know, 2 years, 3 years later by Lois Lerner.
Well, in the run-up to the November 2010 elections, he is saying again and again, go after these shadowy groups. Who are
right.
These shadowy groups? He says that out there in public, and we trace in our complaint, which you can read online, all of the things that the IRS did. And
after, by the way the complaint set up is we allege what was said, we put what the president said, and then what happened, and we take it right through to the present day.
It's pretty
effective.
And we're now learning it's more extensive than we even thought with the 10% audit number.
Yeah, which is even bigger, but go ahead.
Exactly. So you're looking at something that is now so far beyond this initial explanation of rogue low-level employees that at this point, who didn't know in the IRS?
Let me play the flashback bite from the September State of the Union, January 2010 State of the Union message. Take a listen.
Last week, the Supreme Court reversed a century of law that I believe will open the floodgates for special interests, including foreign corporations, to spend without limit in our elections. I don't think American elections should be bankrolled by America's most powerful interests, or worse, by foreign entities.
Of course, his campaign was bankrolled by America's most powerful interest, and he had the right to have it that way. Than, what do you think the fallout, with these emails now all going to be produced and released, I think this opens up a whole new round of IRS investigation here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's very significant, especially, Jay, if all the emails are there. I mean, we have to remember that the emails between Lois Lerner and the FEC actually came from her personal account. So are those going to be included? We don't know yet. That'll be a telling fact. But I would say this to our caller, the link back to the White House. Don't forget, the president met with the chief counsel of the IRS on April 23rd. Then there were 8.5 hours of staff meetings the next day. And the following day, Wilkins put out the renewed guidance on the Tea Party cases, which led to more delays. So does it link back to the White House?
Yes.
There's strong the evidence sure suggests that. So that's where we have to get to.
You know, I don't even think it's fair to say link back anymore. I think the president made a statement as commander-in-chief, and the lieutenants followed the statement of the commander-in-chief. That's what happened. I think all those emails are going to show just that. Again, folks, tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of this whole disclosure with the IRS. It was a year ago that the litigation started. We are now in the thick of it. And we could use your help. We have a special litigation team that's assembled for this case. We've got an unbelievable A-team of lawyers, former U.S. attorneys, former IRS chief counsel staff, myself included, others as well. We want to make sure that you have a chance to help us. And we are asking for your financial support today. ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org. We'll also be sending out an email on that as well. And 1-877-989-2255 if you want to call in your pledge again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're going back to the phones. Charles is calling from Florida. By the way, if you want to speak to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Hi, Charles.
Jay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My interest is, will the select committee, Trey Gowdy, have the power to hire their own information technology specialists, you know, computer specialists?
Yeah.
To the IRS computers and make sure that nothing's been deleted.
Well, the Select Committee on Benghazi won't be touching the IRS matter, so that's a separate one. But you're on the Benghazi situation. Than, what is the likely? I mean, I know they staff up for these. You've been involved in this process. What's going to happen here?
Yeah, there will be a budget for things like that. So if it's necessary, it will happen. But let me just kind of briefly explain. What is happening now is all of the information that is with other committees is being consolidated. And actually, Jay,
yeah,
some of the staff that was working that for those other committees, they are actually going to be detailed to this new committee.
Okay.
So that new staff and that new budget, they will make the determination on whether or not they need to hire those kind of experts.
Here's the real question, and I think that this is a significant one, David. When you look at the potential in 2 or 3 weeks of getting all of the IRS emails, it's going to point to additional people. It may affect our lawsuit. We may have to amend the complaint again or move to amend the complaint again. But I have a feeling that it's going to show emails going from Lois Lerner to herself, to her personal accounts, and then share with other people. You may or may not be able to get that link because of the way it is. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why she's being so aggressive right now and trying not to testify. This is going to be very damaging to her, and I don't think she had any choice.
Oh, absolutely. This is going to be damaging. I mean, as we said earlier, already she's damaged herself through these emails. And I've long wondered, why has the IRS kept these so close to the vest? Well, I think the reason is they know with pending civil litigation, with a pending DOJ investigation, with congressional investigations, that this would be like dumping gasoline on the fire. And that's going to happen here. They are going to dump all these emails, and it's already been shown that Lois Lerner is quite unguarded in many of her email correspondence. I mean, she speculated about working for the D.C. office of BarackObama.com, Organizing for America. I mean, this is someone who, on government computers, on government time was speculating about finding a job for President Obama's campaign
team. Yeah, so this is no shock. Let me play for you. Dave Camp was interviewed by Greta Van Susteren. He's the chairman of the committee that's been doing some of the oversight here. Take a listen.
Why do you think that suddenly today the IRS says that you can have all the emails of Lois Lerner?
You know, it shouldn't have taken this long. It's been almost a year. The president promised quick action. It's taken a long time. The IRS is delayed, but I think maybe ratcheting up the pressure with contempt and special counsel, maybe they saw the light. And the sooner we can get this information, the sooner we can get to the bottom of it.
I think it's going to open up a whole new series of inquiry. I think it's going to have an impact on our case. I think it's going to have an impact on the case generally. Back to the phones we go. Rachel is calling from California on line one. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, I guess I was asking the same question. How can you be certain that damaging emails haven't been deleted?
I think that, as Fan just said, you're going to have in place investigators that have broad authority, including subpoena power. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi on the Benghazi matter is going to fight that subpoena power. But the fact is, once these documents are released, the IRS, the contempt proceedings are being brought against Lois Lerner. There's going to be a lot of movement, Fan, to really, once those documents release, I think it's going to paint a pretty dismal picture for the head of tax exempt and who she was talking to higher up the chain.
Oh, I agree. And I got to tell you, Lois Lerner is playing a very dangerous game if there were any emails deleted. Because remember, we can cross-reference them with the ones that have already come out, the personal emails with the FEC. If there were emails deleted in any of those chains that we already have some of them released, she is going to be in a world of hurt. So this is still a positive move that we have all of these emails to work with.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls. Do you think the president's responsible for this one in the IRS? What about Benghazi? 1-800-684-3110. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. 1-800-684-3110. Now, we've got a petition up to stop the IRS abuse. We encourage you to sign that at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. But also, tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of the IRS scandal becoming public. Now, and this is what's so critical, folks. We are in the middle of that litigation. We are filing documents. We've already filed a huge amount of paperwork in the U.S. District Court. We could use your help in replenishing that litigation fund specifically for the IRS case. Go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 for your donation. It's tax deductible. We encourage you to do it at aclj.org. That is the easiest way to support the work of our lawyers in the field. ACLJ.org. Also, like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook, and if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. The Internal Revenue Service scandal is getting worse. Now there are new revelations of the IRS targeting Tea Party and conservative groups. Disturbing admissions that the IRS scheme was even more partisan and more coordinated than previously thought. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 41 groups in a federal lawsuit challenging the IRS. We intend to get to the bottom of this unlawful and unconstitutional scheme. An out-of-control IRS that intentionally targeted conservative organizations, violating their First Amendment rights. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
everyone. Welcome back to the broadcast. We are going to get right to your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. But, David, I quickly wanted to follow up on what we were talking about right before the break about what is going to happen with all of these emails that have come out. You know, the IRS has said they are going to turn over all of the emails from Lois Lerner's account to the Congress. This is after months and months of asking for them. Of course, it's only happening after she pleaded the Fifth, after being held in contempt, after a call for a special prosecutor was issued. But, David, the open question is whether or not all of the emails are going to exist. And I just wanted you to comment on the fact that if they are not all there, especially with the quantity of emails that we either already have through FOIAs or through this new document dump, it is going to be very difficult for her or the IRS to hide the fact that emails were deleted if they're not all there. Isn't that accurate?
Especially when you've got working with a complex organization with the IRS, emails that are CC'd to a lot of people, these long email trails, actually deleting emails, in other words, getting rid of them completely so that there's no trace of them anywhere, no reference to them anywhere, is a lot more difficult than people think. This is not like your personal email where you shoot a message to a friend and they shoot one back and that's it. Often these are the really important ones are at the ends of long email trails with many people CC'd. And it's not just a matter of hitting delete. You've got to delete from the actual email program, delete from the servers. I mean, this is something that's very hard to do without leaving a trace of criminal activity. And it would be, and in fact would be, evidence of criminal activity if there were deletions. So if someone's giving an order to delete in the IRS and people are actually deleting in the IRS, they are running a tremendous risk. So I think we're likely to see everything that's out there. That's highly likely. I'm not going to say it's impossible to delete, but it's a lot more difficult than people think, and it's a huge high-stakes gamble to even make the effort.
Yeah, and I think it also just underscores the importance of the diversity of the efforts on this. I mean, you know, if there was criminal activity, as David was suggesting, that deleting emails would constitute, you know, that would make it very difficult for the Department of Justice to go ahead and ignore this call for a special prosecutor. Now, if that doesn't come to light, and as we've been telling you over and over, even if the Department of Justice successfully pushes aside the contempt charge and successfully pushes aside the call for a special counsel, it leaves our civil litigation vehicle there. And folks, we have told you from the very beginning that at the end of the day, that really might be the best vehicle for actually getting answers in this challenge. And we are, of course, moving forward on that front. Also, all right, let's go ahead and get some of you into this conversation at 1-800-684-3110. Let's start with Richard calling from Washington on line two. Richard, you're on the air. Richard, can you hear us? All right, let's go ahead and move on. Let's go to line five. Toby is calling from Tennessee. Toby, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Can you hear me okay?
We've got you.
Okay, listen, accountability is the key, and thank God we live in a nation where we can hold people accountable.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Toby. And, you know, David, one of the struggles with all of these scandals has been the fact that this administration has been anything but the most transparent in history. It's been almost impossible to get anything out of them. And, you know, the first thing that comes to mind for me, we're focusing on the IRS issue today, but on the Benghazi matter, you know, they've wanted to say this is a bunch of ado about talking points when, of course, the talking points are only relevant because we had a terrorist attack that killed Americans. They were not protected. There was not a proper response. And then there was a cover-up. So whether you're talking about Benghazi or IRS, David, accountability has been one thing that this administration just has not been very good at.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a really tremendous article that Peggy Noonan wrote comparing the Iran-Contra scandal from the Reagan era with the Obama administration's reaction to Benghazi. And in Iran-Contra, which nobody argues was a good deal or a good idea or Reagan's finest moment, when there was wrongdoing uncovered, he waived executive privileges, formed a special commission to investigate, cooperated in every way with the hearing, apologized to the American people. I mean, and compare and contrast here. In this circumstance, the President of the United States and the Secretary of State actually continued to deceive the American people, literally as they're welcoming home the bodies of fallen Americans. I mean, you know, it's just dishonorable, Than. It is dishonorable. And it tells all of the Americans who serve overseas in harm's way that when push comes to shove, the Obama administration may not even try to rescue you when you're in trouble. And if your sacrifice hurts their narrative, well, they're just going to lie about it. And it's hard for me to imagine a more dishonorable course of conduct than what this administration did on the night of September 11, 2012, and the days following.
We left Americans behind to die, David. That is something that is not acceptable. It is why this select committee needs to get answers on what happened on that day and in the aftermath. And, David, it's why our litigation really needs to find answers for why this targeting happened and make sure that it never happens again. Let's go right back to the phones. Let's go to line four. We've got Raj calling in from Virginia. Raj, you're on the air.
Accountability before God. We've got to remind ourselves of that, but remind the president and these secretaries and all these, there's been such widespread disregard for the truth, such widespread suppression of evidences. Remember when they burned some papers in the White House and they said, oh, that was a mini fire? What documents, what were the drafts which were destroyed? All these things and the way at all levels in several departments, I believe that the American people...
Raja, you know, I think what you're hitting at here about accountability is exactly the point that we're hitting at. I mean, look, you know, one of the things that's encouraging to me is that Representative Gowdy, it seems to be taking this very seriously. And one of the signals that he gave that made my lawyer ears perk up is he used the term depositions in addition to talking about committee hearings. And why did that make me interested? Because committee hearings often degenerate into grandstanding, where people give little speeches for the cameras rather than get to the truth of the matter. But when it comes to a deposition, that's getting someone in a room where the TV cameras are not available, and there's no television watching it, there's no grandstanding, people are sworn in under oath, and they're cross-examined in a thorough way. And that is the best way to get to the truth. It's the way we get to the truth in our civil litigation. It's an ideal way to get to the truth in investigations like this. And so when Congressman Gowdy said that, I thought he is taking this seriously. He's got serious prosecutorial skills. He's going to bring them to bear in this investigation. And I have real hope for accountability, Than.
Yeah, he said that he was going to review every document. He said he was not interested in summaries. He was not interested in excerpts. He wanted actual documents. And, David, a lot of that may take place behind the scenes, like you said, in the form of depositions. It may not be on TV as often as you would think, but I do think that Chairman Gowdy is probably the best person to get answers about Benghazi. And, folks, our civil litigation... This is really what we've come down to. Our civil litigation is the way to get answers about IRS. These emails that are coming out, I do think that they're going to be helpful because there is going to be a way to cross-reference the emails that we already had, the new ones that have been released, and any that may have possibly been deleted in the meantime. But, folks, if you want answers, if you are sick and tired of this government targeting you because of your political beliefs, we would ask that you would go to aclj.org and stand with us. After this break, we will be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. But as we go to a break, call 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org.
An out-of-control IRS that intentionally targeted conservative organizations, violating their First Amendment rights. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is David French with Ann Bennett filling in for Jay, who had to step out and deal with some legal issues that are emerging right now as we're talking about the IRS and Benghazi. It's a big, big news day. It's a big day for our litigation. It's a big day for our efforts on Capitol Hill. And, you know, Than, why does it always happen on Friday? Can't we catch a break on Friday? Why is it that the administration is always making our lives more difficult today?
You know, interestingly, David, I think they believe, and this is, you know, large been a PR strategy, that you do a document on Friday so that it doesn't get any coverage. I don't think it's going to work in this case. David, when we have found out that the IRS retained lists that they were not supposed to retain, and then 10% of the people that were on those lists actually got audited by the IRS, I don't think releasing emails on a Friday is going to bury them. But I do think that that is why they came on Friday as opposed to another day. But folks, we want to get to your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's start with Cynthia calling on line one from Georgia. Cynthia, you're on the air. Okay, I don't think we have Cynthia. Let's go to line two. Mike is calling from Colorado. Mike, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you. My whole issue about the probe on Benghazi is the rules of engagement. We have a document that the Obama administration failed to utilize rules of engagement when it comes to protecting U.S. property and Americans. And the media needs to concentrate on the rules of engagement and see that Obama failed.
Yeah, I'm going to go to David on this. David has firsthand experience on this, Mike. But David, in going to you, I would just say that in my reading about these special forces, these Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, and others, one of the things that they cherish most is the assurance that our country will never leave them behind. And we heard in congressional testimony that they are trained to respond to the guns and that they always expect that their country and that their brethren in arms will be there behind them. And on September 12th, 2012, when Tyrone Woods and Glenn Dougherty were fighting for 7 hours. The fact of the matter is, whether or not there was a stand-down order or not, assistance was never given. Now, we don't know whether that decision was made by the commander-in-chief or someone else, but the fact of the matter is, they were left behind to die, and that is one of the questions that has to be answered in this matter.
Yeah, you know, on the ground in Libya, our people responded the way they should. We had folks in Tripoli who were moving towards the sound of the guns until they were told to stand down. We had the folks in Benghazi who were fighting for their very lives courageously. You know, and Dan, we still don't know how many lives that they saved by their courageous sacrifice because, you know what, we're not allowed to talk to most of the folks who were there on the ground. So in Libya, there were Americans who responded in the best traditions of American courage. But overseas, in Italy where we had forces all around the region, no one told them to get moving. That's what is unbelievable to me. There should have been, if there were no contingency plans in place to get people moving, well, that's a big problem. If no one told them to get moving at all, that's a big problem. We need to know why that is. I mean, in Aviano Air Base, there's an entire fighter wing of F-16s. Someone should have been on the horn with them saying, fuel the jets, arm the jets, get them to fly across the Mediterranean to Benghazi. You know, when I was in Iraq and we had sticky situations, often a low overflight from F-16s, a low overflight from even one time we had a low overflight from an RAF jet, it can really help the situation. It's very, very intimidating to people who don't have anti-aircraft weaponry. So, you know, there are things that we could have done, and apparently we did none of it.
And as we heard in that congressional testimony from the retired Brigadier General, David, we should have at least tried. We know that the president was in the White House. I would assume he was getting briefed, even though he was not in the Situation Room with Tommy Vitor and the others who, you know, ultimately were communicating and following the attack. But we didn't even try, and we should have. Folks, whether it's Benghazi or whether it's IRS, if you are tired of the cover-up, if you want more transparency, and if you want answers for the families of the fallen in Benghazi, and if you want answers for our clients and others who were targeted by the IRS, call now 877-989-2255. And as always, information on all of this is online at aclj.org.
The Internal Revenue Service scandal is getting worse. Now there are new revelations of the IRS targeting Tea Party and conservative groups. Disturbing admissions that the IRS scheme was even more partisan and more coordinated than previously thought. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 41 groups in a federal lawsuit challenging the IRS. We intend to get to the bottom of this unlawful and unconstitutional scheme. An out-of-control IRS that intentionally targeted conservative organizations, violating their First Amendment rights. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulo Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, just to quickly recap yesterday's activity, the House of Republicans did vote to establish that select committee to investigate Benghazi. The final vote was 232 to 186. Seven Democrats voted in favor of establishing this committee. And folks, as the Democrats try to decide what they are going to do, if they're actually going to sit on this committee or whether or not they're going to boycott it, I would just suggest that those seven members who voted for this committee are the only ones who should be eligible for those seats. After all, a member of Congress who does not think the committee should exist will not exactly be a good participant in the investigation. So I would just suggest that those seven Democrats should be the ones they choose from when filling those five seats. We will see what happens on that. Listen, folks, in light of the fact that the IRS is finally turning over these emails from Lois Lerner, we will see what is in them. We will see if they are all there. We will see how much good they do. But in light of the fact that they are finally turning those emails over to the United States Congress, I wanted to play for you an interview that Jordan gave to The Blaze. He was on the Wilkow Show talking about this, talking about what the fact that Lois Lerner was held in contempt means and what the ramifications are moving forward, and especially what our civil litigation, what path it will take moving forward in light of these developments. So I wanted you to hear that interview again. This is Jordan on The Blaze, The Wilkow Show.
Joining me now from Washington is Jordan Sekulo, the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice. I don't get this. The Attorney General is talking about throwing bank executives in jail, but all of the evidence that he has seen on Lois Lerner, in the absence of a blue dress, he really just kind of doesn't want to deal with it.
No, I mean, you know, this is one of the issues we've had with this administration, Andrew, time and time again through this entire scandal investigation. You know, you've had the Democrats in Congress do everything they can to obstruct it. You've had the IRS officials, the interim commissioners, all give the all clear, basically trying to say, act like they don't take it seriously. And, you know, today something actually was announced just before we're on air that the Ways and Means Committee, Chairman Dave Camp in the House, Republican, said that the IRS is now all of a sudden going to release to them all of the Lois Lerner emails that they've requested for almost the last year. This began on May 10th, when she announced that the IRS of last year, that she announced that this targeting had occurred. So for anyone out there who thinks that none of this has an impact or it doesn't lead to anything, I don't think it's any surprise that the day after she's held in contempt and it's referred for a special counsel and you've got 26 Democrats who came on board for that part of the vote, that the next day you get the IRS commissioner saying that we're going to release all of her emails to you finally.
You know, we were joking about Monica Lewinsky being, you know, back in style because, I guess, of 90s nostalgia. But Janet Reno was Bill Clinton's attorney general. And when she was presented evidence, she had to act on it. She had no choice. Eric Holder has been presented evidence, emails that include emails from Elijah Cummings' staff. He's taking a pass. It is obvious at this point that he is running some kind of protection game for Cummings or the president or somebody.
It's got to go high, because if it's Lois Lerner, you think, okay, they would throw Lois Lerner under the bus. I mean, this is a bureaucrat, may have been partisan, but if they weren't worried that maybe she talks, maybe she talked to too many people, and that she would claim that other people were involved in this and that she was told, you know, keep going with this effort, more than what we've seen so far in the emails, but even further, that's why they won't at least entertain the option of bringing charges. I mean, the House of Representatives, the Ways and Means Committee, actually brought a document, that also passed a resolution outlining the charges they think that she violated criminally. You've got our civil lawsuit. You've also got the Congress referring this to try, you know, a resolution asking for a special prosecutor, and she's been held in contempt. These are not the things you just ignore and shrug. And you brought up a good point in the intro, Andrew, because there will be people out there who read it to say, well, don't they have to now have a grand jury? Because they said there's a duty for the U.S. attorney to call a grand jury. But the courts have interpreted that with a lot of leniency. So ultimately, it gets to be up to that U.S. attorney. And as you said, it's an Obama appointee. So I don't think we want to expect too much from the criminal side of this. But the pressure on Lois Lerner, the pressure on the IRS and other people involved, I think that's why we're starting to get more and more information every single day, even since yesterday. We now know that we're going to finally get all of the Lois Lerner emails. And that should tell us a lot, because so far it's been bits and pieces.
You know, isn't this take the Tea Party out of this. Isn't this the kind of thing that most people are sick of? That, you know, when the government screws up or somebody in the government screws up and the government spends more time and resources protecting itself or a particular member or party, this is the stuff when most people get fed up with government. This is the thing that makes them get fed up with government. I mean, isn't it?
Oh, this is the worst kind of bureaucratic abuse, and at least bureaucratic, possibly political abuse as well. So you've got the elected officials, the bureaucrats, which in Washington, they're basically, for the most part, liberal anyways. And that statistic that you read out, Andrew, I mean, we have to underscore that to people. There were the IRS asked for a lot of donor lists from the groups who were targeted. They got 31 lists. So groups actually sent it in. They thought, OK, I need to comply. And the IRS had told Congress that they had destroyed those lists because they weren't supposed to have that. They weren't supposed to ask for that. And what the congressional investigators found was that, in fact, for three of the groups, they did not destroy the list. So it was just from those three groups that 10% of the donors were audited. We don't have a full picture of that. And they tried to say, but 1% of the American public is audited. And, you know, first of all, that's a huge difference. But second of all, the 1% who's targeted even in the range for audits is a much smaller number. It's not everyone who files a tax return. It's people with certain income levels, certain amount of economic activity. So probably a quarter of 1% or less. And the fact that 10%, so one in every 10 person who gave $5 to the Tea Party got audited by the IRS. That alone, it's the kind of abuse that it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on any issue, you can't let the government get away with.
I mean, think about this, and we're going to be talking about this a little bit later in the program again, that, you know, the IRS is going to have all of your health care information if you're on the exchange, and the goal is to get as many people onto the exchange as possible. Elizabeth Warren's new agency is tracking your credit information. Now the SEC wants to look at, you know, all of the backdrop to your investments. I mean, the NSA is going to reform itself, but come on. Think about the kind of weapon that people inside of government will have when the government is absorbing more and more and more information about you. I don't care if you're a conservative, a progressive, a Democrat, a Republican. I don't want anybody in the government having this on anyone. And instead of thinking, well, this is Obama and we like this guy, we don't like the Tea Party, start thinking about the future.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem here, is that people in the beginning of this, it became a left versus right issue after about the first 4 months. Remember, first, everyone feigned outrage on the left. And you had people like Elijah Cummings, who we later learned were the ones calling for these kind of investigations by the IRS and this kind of treatment by the IRS of specific groups, that he even was acting like, this is horrible, we have to investigate it. And then that kind of, okay, after the media was there, that all changed, and now it was just partisan politics. And if you now fast forward to where we are today, I mean, it's you've got one side who says, oh, you're just talking about this for political purposes, and the other side who realizes, I think, the bigger implications of the fact that if our government gets away with this, it doesn't matter if it's a Republican next time, a Democrat next time, or it's about Obama, and not necessarily about if you're a Republican or a Democrat, that if you somehow oppose the administration, so even under a Democrat president, you could be a liberal group that opposes the administration on an issue, they've got every piece of data on you, they already have a history of being able, the government has a history of being able to get away with not only targeting these groups and trying to silence them, which is what they did to the organizations, but then auditing people? I mean, we're talking a real economic burden. It makes it dangerous, actually dangerous in America, to get involved politically, because you may be audited by the IRS only because of that. That's where your name came from, and that's how you showed up on the IRS docket. I mean, there's so much more to this scandal than just what was done to the groups that we represent. And we're just starting to see that come to light with, that was just three donor lists from three groups out of the 31 they collected.
And the establishment likes it that way, Jordan. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on the Blaze on the Will Kyle Show. We will obviously keep you posted on what is in those Lois Lerner emails and on our civil litigation moving forward. But listen, folks, whether it's the IRS issue or the Benghazi matter, if you want to learn more about the ACLJ, if you want to stand with us on these efforts, if you want to go ahead and add your name to that open letter that has ultimately been successful, that select committee has been established. You can find all of that information online at ACLJ.org. And as always, whether it's our litigation, whether it's our government affairs, whether it's our international work for the persecuted church, all of those efforts depend on your support. So if you want to donate to the ACLJ, if you want to be a part of our important mission, I encourage you to go online at aclj.org and make a financial contribution. It enables all of our work here. Folks, after the break, we will be back with more updates on the IRS, Benghazi, and other matters. Said that living with me was bringing her down, yeah. She would never be free when I was around. She's got a ticket to ride. This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
The Internal Revenue Service scandal is getting worse. Now there are new revelations of the IRS targeting Tea Party and conservative groups. Disturbing admissions that the IRS scheme was even more partisan and more coordinated than previously thought. The American Center for Law and Justice represents 41 groups in a federal lawsuit challenging the IRS. We intend to get to the bottom of this unlawful and unconstitutional scheme. An out-of-control IRS that intentionally targeted conservative organizations, violating their First Amendment rights. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Stan Bennett in Washington, D.C. I am going to quickly jump into an interview that Jay gave Fox News on Wednesday about this IRS matter. I thought it was timely in light of all of the developments that have taken place in that scandal. I wanted you to hear the interview that he gave just to kind of get up to speed. So again, this is Jay on Fox News from Wednesday.
So meanwhile, more on the vote on Lois Lerner. That debate got heated at times. Watch some of this.
Nobody can find a scarier organization, I think, at least one without guns, than the IRS.
Maybe we can get Ken Starr to come out of retirement. He could do another investigation and waste taxpayers' money.
So a lot of back and forth over whether or not they should be moving forward with these contempt hearings on Lois Lerner. As you may remember, when she sat down to plead the fifth and to say that she would not be answering any of their questions, she did a rather lengthy explanation of why she was innocent in all of this initially, and that is what has prompted these contempt hearings. Jay Sekulow is chief counsel to the American Center for Law and Justice and represents dozens of organizations that were targeted by the IRS. Jay, good morning. Good to have you here.
Hey, Martha.
What do you make of these proceedings, of this issue of a contempt hearing? Do you think it's going to happen? I'll lay it out.
Yeah, I think, first of all, it's the logical next step in this process of investigation is the formal vote on contempt. I believe that the House will pass the contempt order. I also believe that the Attorney General will not follow up on that contempt. The irony, of course, Martha, is that there are reports that Lois Lerner, through her attorneys, gave testimony to the Department of Justice, albeit not under oath. She's not given that same testimony to the House Oversight Committee. So I think what you've got is just the logical next step of bringing a contempt action. I don't expect DOJ to move forward with it. And then, of course, you'll have a call for a special prosecutor, which again has to go through DOJ. But let me tell you something that is clear here, Martha, that people need to understand. We have civil litigation proceeding against the IRS right now on this very same matter. And if Lois Lerner takes the Fifth Amendment in our litigation, it's deemed an admission of the facts that are in dispute. So you can take the Fifth for the purposes of a criminal case and not have it held against you under the Fifth Amendment. Although I think she waived it. But in a civil case, if she actually were to assert the Fifth, the facts are deemed admitted.
Very interesting. You know, I mean, but it sounds like you feel there's an ultimate stonewall at DOJ on either one of the fronts that are being walked down now. So what's the point?
Well, you have to go through this process. I mean, I think the House is doing it exactly correctly. You've got to have a process put forward because there will be litigation over whether she actually preserved a Fifth Amendment right. Remember, she did that kind of what we call a waiver. She proclaimed her innocence. She said, I didn't violate any rules and regulations. And then what happens? Well, all of a sudden you have a situation where then she says, oh, by the way, I'm claiming my Fifth Amendment right. A lot of people believe that's a waiver. If it's a waiver, then she could be compelled to testify. Also, I also think it does move forward the possibility that her lawyers, not wanting her to get into a contempt situation, move for some kind of proffer, which is telling at least the committee in camera behind closed doors what she would say if she were to testify and then seeing if there's an immunity deal. Yeah. So it may move that forward
That's what I was just going to ask you about, because if she was more forthcoming when she spoke to the people at Justice, did you say?
Yeah, she sat down with an interview. That's the reports at the Department of Justice and discussed the case and the issues. She was not apparently not under oath when she did it, but her lawyer agreed to that. So I think this is more pressure on her to engage in a conversation that may ultimately give her immunity, but get Congress the answers to the questions the American people are asking. That's... And the American people are still asking these questions.
Absolutely. And that's got to be something she's mulling over, I would guess, on a daily basis with her attorneys about how to proceed with all of this.
Thank you very much, Jay.
We'll see you next time. Thanks.
Again, folks, that was Jay on Fox News last week. We will keep you posted on the IRS matter. I also want to quickly get in this segment of the broadcast an interview that Jordan gave to CBN on that very important Supreme Court decision that came down last week regarding prayer. Folks, this has long-reaching ramifications for all sorts of inquiries we get from across the country. It is a great opinion. It will have just very significant impact for what this means practically on the ground for organizations that want to include prayer in their meetings, in their gatherings. It will give very clear guidance and very positive guidance. So I wanted you to hear Jordan's interview that he gave to CBN about all the details. Let's go ahead and roll it.
Today, supporters of public prayer are celebrating the Supreme Court's ruling that's upholding the longstanding tradition. However, the court's narrowly split decision means the issue is far from settled, and opponents are already rallying to bring new challenges. Our John Jessup has the details.
The High Court ruling centers on an action that dates back to our founding, when the First Continental Congress began with Christian prayers. 240 years later, America is much more religiously diverse than back then. Part of the reason an atheist and Jew challenged prayers at public meetings in the town of Greece, New York. They claimed the prayers were mostly Christian, made them uncomfortable, and amounted to coercion. But in the majority opinion, Justice Kennedy warned against the courts becoming censors of religious speech, writing, "Government is prohibited from prescribing prayers in order to promote a preferred system of belief or code of moral behavior. It would be a few steps removed from that prohibition for legislatures to require chaplains to redact their religious content from their message in order to make it acceptable for the public sphere." Implications for the ruling extend across the country.
This is picturesque Carroll County with its farmhouses and rolling hills. It's a peaceful place on the outskirts of Baltimore. But at the intersection of faith and politics, there's a storm brewing, and it's drawing national attention.
A group of residents sued the county because the commissioner's opening prayers were only Christian. A federal judge agreed, temporarily barring the board from praying in Jesus' name. That didn't sit well with one of the commissioners.
I think that that is an infringement on my First Amendment rights of free speech and free religion, and I think it's a wrong ruling. But out of respect for my colleagues, I'm not sure how strongly they feel about it. I'm willing to go to jail over it.
Commissioner Frazier appeared on Fox News defending her stance.
John 16:24 says, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." That's Jesus speaking, and so that's how I pray.
Commissioner Frazier, Carroll County, and their legal team all declined CBN's request for interviews. While they remain tight-lipped about the issue, people in and around the county had strong opinions.
Your thoughts about opening up the commission hearings with prayer?
I agree 100%, yes, I do.
And what about opening the prayer using the name of Jesus?
Yes, I agree with that too, absolutely.
I think that's the part that makes it feel very specific to Christianity. If it was just a generic, everyone to pray to some higher power, that'd be all right, but that automatically excludes me.
Monica Miller represents the residents. She says the Supreme Court ruling won't make much of a difference in the Carroll County case.
It looked like the town was making an effort to be all inclusive, and it seemed as though, although a majority of those prayers ended up being Christian, that there were others. And in this case, if the county, you know, decided to completely change its practice and do something exactly like the town of Greece, perhaps that would be okay.
Jordan Seculo of the American Center for Law and Justice disagrees.
The court said today is if you're going to have prayer and there's a Christian praying, they can absolutely close their prayer in Jesus' name. Then we're not going to make that distinction anymore. So I think that that will have an impact on a number of cases.
John Jessup, CBN News, Carroll County, Maryland.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on CBN about the recent Supreme Court prayer decision. Folks, as we close the broadcast today, if you want to learn more about the IRS litigation that we are engaged in, if you want to learn more about that Supreme Court decision that Jordan just talked about, or if you want to stand for the four Americans who were killed in Benghazi and finally get to the truth of what happened on September 11th, 2012, I encourage you, go to ACLJ.org. Read about all of the latest information, and then stand with us. Again, ACLJ.org, or to call us by phone, 877-989-2255.
An out-of-control IRS that intentionally targeted conservative organizations, violating their First Amendment rights. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition to end IRS abuse. Add your name by calling 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.